they wanted to know what I think about when I can't sleep. Everything, nothing, everything and nothing all at once. Seconds trip, like that last drop of dew, a blade of grass from the morning mist, seeming to hang there. That's what seconds feel like. They stretch into minutes. Those minutes twist into hours, and those hours, God, those hours feel like eternity. So when you hear that silly excitement in my voice, when I get to hear, I live a lifetime while you dream. That's what it feels like anyway. I read. I write. I watch TV and movies. I do a lot of things. Sometimes I do several of them at once. It's been this way for as long as I can remember. I sleep. A few moments here, a few hours there. Maybe that's why maybe that's why I have such a sense of wonder in my life, that I have such an intensity about me. I am the person that stops to smell the flowers or look at the lines of a tree and watch the pollen lazily drift across the meadow. Watch the fish jump in the water. I am that person. Maybe I'm that person because I dream while I'm awake. Because I just don't sleep. But I wish I could. Sometimes I want nothing more than to be able to close my eyes and drift. And to wake up and know it's a new day. Sometimes the days, it's just all one big long day. I'm always happy. I enjoy my days. My nights. Just they were. But lately I find myself thinking about you. Not all. I find you, creeping along the edges of my consciousness. I'll hear your voice. Maybe just the way you said a certain word. And I'll find myself wondering, what did you mean? Why did you say whatever it was? Usually I dismiss it and go about the rest of my evening, but sometimes thoughts of you linger. I'm insatiably curious, but sometimes you make me answer questions, not just ask them. That's unusual for me. I think I'm the original ask, don't tell. Sometimes I think that I could tell you things, tell you anything. Share my deepest thoughts. Those pesky feelings. I wonder what it would be like to wake up next to you. What would it be like to go to bed next to you? Could I lay my head on your chest? Feel your heartbeat. Just rise and fall with each breath. Would I feel safe in your arms? Would I feel at home? Sure, I've thought about all the wonderfully delicious naughty things too. Slow making love, passionate, primal fucking. Those would be a regular part of the day. Fingers across your chest, over your stomach. It's the feeling you're next to me, rounding me. Safe. think I'd give anything to know that. Do you think about me? Do you think about me during the day? Or when you're lying in bed? Do you wonder what I'm doing? Do you wonder? My skin would taste like, smell like. My hair would feel like. It's your chest. In your fingers. Could you imagine? Your life would never be the same.
And it would never be quiet. I'm always
humming, singing, talking. Your life would never be the same. But it could be good. Do you hear my voice? My laughter. I wonder what you think about me. Oh, I know your sense of humor. Dark. My laugh.
My questions. My never-ending well of questions.
Do you ever get tired of answering them? Do you ever tire of hearing me laugh? Making you laugh? I like hearing about your day. I like it when you share.
I know I don't always.
That doesn't really come natural to me. But I do love to know about your day. I do.
You know, feeling insomnia could be
a blessing and not just the curse it's been. If I did have one night with you, one night. One night to laugh and love, to fuck, and talk, explore each other. At least I wouldn't drift off to sleep and wake up to you. I can enjoy every moment. And that one night. We could live a lifetime in that one night. At least I would. That's a little of what I think about.
So when you listen to this and who knows? Just remember you asked. You asked.